Hear elevated conversation on crucial issues. Boyd Matheson on Inside Sources.
And down the stretch we come. Final segment here on Inside Sources. Marty Carpenter sitting in today for Boyd Matheson. And, you know, the holidays are upon us. Everybody's out feeling a little more festive, a little more, I don't know, generous, hopefully, as we think back with the Thanksgiving season just behind us and into the Christmas part of the holidays, thinking about things that we're grateful for, how much we have, and how blessed we are, and how we can share that with others who either just need a little reason to celebrate, a little reason to cheer up, or some who may not be as fortunate as we are. And, you know, as we get into that topic, there's a new survey from Bankrate that found that despite inflation, which has certainly been a problem for the last couple of years, and the higher prices that come from it, Americans are actually planning to increase their tips this holiday season. And I don't know if that's necessarily that they're increasing them over what they would have increased them last year, if it's sort of a year over thing, or just, hey, I'm tipping more in December than I would have in August because I'm feeling a little bit more festive. Maybe it's part of the holiday overspending trend that we're seeing this season. And what should we keep in mind this holiday season so we stay within our budgets while we're also trying to be generous? Shane Stewart is here in studio with us. He is a DMBA financial advisor and a longtime guest voice. You've heard him here on this show before and across the dial here with KSL. So Shane, first of all, thanks for being generous with your time and coming in to spend some time with us and give us some tips.
Thanks.
There's your nice segue.
Glad to be here. Yeah.
all right. So let's start here. Why do you think Americans will be tipping more and spending more this Christmas, even when everyone's facing that inflationary cost of everything that we're buying?
Yeah, I think you hit a couple of things. One is that they're feeling generous this time of year. It's natural to feel generous. The job market is still very tight, meaning everyone, well, almost everyone that wants to be is employed. And so they're feeling like consumer sentiment, meaning I feel like I have the money, I can share that. It's a great combination to feel generous this time of year and feel like you have the money. That's probably why tipping's going up.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the mistakes people can make when they get into Christmas time? And like, generosity is a good thing, but so is a budget, and you've got to kind of find the balance between those
two. And the key there is to really go on fact rather than feeling. And what I mean by that is know what you have to spend. Feeling's great. You know, feeling generous as an example, that's a feeling, and that's fantastic. But you got to combine that with some fact to know really what do you have to spend. And not a lot of us in America do that. We don't really know exactly what we have to spend. And so having a spending plan, aka budget, formerly known as budget, having a plan, some sort of plan that, okay, what's the limit that we're going to spend this year, including tips, including being generous, that kind of thing. And I'm all for generosity. I think that's a great thing as long as, like you said, it's kept within the bounds that you have available to you. Because then you might be on the other end next year if you've given away too much.
Yeah. I've been on this show before when we've brought up the subject of tip fatigue. And it seems like everywhere you go now, someone's flipping around an iPad and telling you to tip when they really didn't do anything. And then we've talked about whether or not those tips actually get to the person that you are standing there staring at in the face. So I wonder, as we talk about tipping during the holiday season, are people most likely, just from this is probably just as best an educated guess as you can give, are people being generous across the board and tipping when they otherwise might feel pressure to but not want to and sort of feel that pressure but not like it? Or are they taking the instances where they are willing to tip and now tipping more?
I think it's on the rise because of obligation. I think a lot more – we're even talking about it now. Yeah. We're talking about tipping. And so I think a lot of folks feel obligated to tip. You get that, like you said, the screen flipped around. And my favorite is they don't say, would you like to tip? They say, oh, you need to answer this question.
Yeah.
They don't even want to talk to you about a tip, but they want the tip. So I think there's a lot of going on with obligation that we're hearing a lot about it. We're feeling that fatigue. And sure, it'll increase for other reasons, but I think it's a lot about the obligation rather than the desire to give. And that is where we should stop and say, okay, I got that feeling of obligation. How do I deal with that in the moment rather than just reflex make the tip?
I thought something that was interesting, we looked at this survey from Bankrate, and one of the things that was mentioned in the story there was, you know, if you're tipping your mail carrier or tip, like these things that I kind of did a little informal survey around the group that was sitting by me in the newsroom and said, look, I'll be the first one to step out and say, I've never thought of nor have I tipped my postal carrier. And I wonder, is that something that people do? Like, am I just the cheapskate and I haven't known it?
The survey told me
that I was okay, but I wonder what you could tell us about
that. I think the same thing. In fact, I thought, what an old-fashioned notion to tip your letter carrier. Mm-hmm. And there are probably reasons for that. We probably saw our letter carrier more. It was the same person all the time. Could even have been your neighbor. But but nowadays, it's different. And I think that it still drives home. I thought the same when I saw the survey. Am I a terrible person? I'm not tipping these people.
Yeah.
But I think what the survey said is, if you're doing that, do you intend to give them the same amount or more? Mm-hmm. And that let me off the hook a little bit to go, oh, okay, I'm not a terrible person for not doing that. And just, if you're going to tip them, are you going to do the same amount or more?
I think you're exactly right that depends on like the personal relationship you have there. In a day gone by, at least here in my neighborhood, I can say, I don't have the same postal worker come by every day. Someone drives up, the music's kind of playing loud in their truck, and then they move on, and I don't know exactly what they're going. All right, you mentioned it's important to kind of budget this out and think about, here's what I have to spend during the holidays, including tips.
Yeah.
I think that's a really great bit of advice. Anything else that we should keep in mind as we kind of plan for the holidays that you would say is just good sound financial advice, a way to be smart and generous at the same time?
Yeah, I think the not only having a plan, but what you said I want to elaborate on is really, what's your relationship with the person that you're buying for or giving to? That should play into your plan. You should be able to say, oh, I'm going to tip this person because we have this relationship, or because I rely on them heavily for that service, or not just because you feel obligated. And so we have to train our brain to get out of the guilt part and get into the intentional giving, the intentional spending. That is huge when it comes to your spending plan. And so I would add that to your spending plan is the psychology behind it.
And some of it, I think, is just across the board. Here's just my thing as a dad. I'd say, you know, people ask, what do you want for Christmas? Nothing.
Yeah.
Don't give me anything, because I live in a world where if I want something or need something, I'm like
it's
three clicks away
button.
And Amazon, you know, Jeff Bezos will deliver it to
That's
me
right.
in 2 days.
That's right.
And I'm in pretty good shape. So I just wonder how that shifts the overall approach of gift giving, especially as you think about it with like a budget or being generous, to know that, look, it's hard to figure out what someone wants. And so maybe generosity is in something besides the financial side.
Absolutely. In fact, we always think that it has to be money. It has to be a tip. It has to be something like that. But if you really have a relationship with your letter carrier, would cookies go just as far as $10 or something like that? So you really have to think about not only the relationship, but also what's meaningful. And money's not always meaningful, and buying or getting gifts is not always meaningful these days. And so real gestures of the relationship are probably better.
Yeah. I think what we can agree on is that it's a good time to be generous.
Absolutely.
Just find a way to do it responsibly so that you can continue to be generous in the future.
Amen.
Shane Stewart is a DMBA financial advisor, and he's here with us regularly on KSL. We appreciate your insight. Happy holidays to you. Thanks so much. And thanks to all of you for letting me ride along with you for the last couple of hours as we talked about the things going on in our state. And I can't wait to be with you again on Friday. I'll be back, and then I will be back again a little bit in the coming weeks as well. We'll see you next time on Inside Sources.
KSL FM Midvale.
KSL Salt Lake City.
Listen at home on any smart speaker.
And in your car at 102.7 FM.
This is KSL News Radio.
Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.